Okay. Anybody want to share anything? This is when everybody stares at me blankly. Anybody got any particular plans this year? Things that they... Any challenges or anything? No? Any challenge? Anybody want to share before I pick on them? Excellent. Grant. Oh, that's good.
Oh, no, I'm... This, I hasten to add, this is not mine, by the way, but this was a tweet from Nicky Gumbel, who I admire, and he said, "New year ahead, an opportunity to trust in God, to try and get things right, to seek to banish worry, anxiety and fear, to love, laugh, serve and give generously." Not much then.
Fantastic. Wow. I think if you can get that job done, I think. Anybody else? I'm coming.
Some chocolate.
You want some chocolate? For the whole of 2019? Fair, fair. Nice. Yeah, I can go with that one.
A baby brother.
Okay. We'll move on from that one.
My daughter Fiona's coming home for the first time in 16 years. And I just want to thank everybody for their prayers.
Okay, thank you. That's great news. Thank you. Did I see another hand over here? No? Anybody else? No? Okay. Well, I've set my challenge this year. I've attempted 300 mile runs and failed. This is the year I'm going to manage it. I'm going to hit it this year. That's going to be me done. And then we'll get to the end of May, and my challenge for 2020 will be to finally finish a 100-mile run. But I'm going to go. But the other thing for me... Sorry? 3-100. Not 300. 3-100. Marathons, yeah. Sorry? Yeah, well, I'll try not to win, yeah. But seriously, for me... it's been a really good time for me to kind of have a think. I think teachers, obviously, we get lots and lots of holidays. But this year, 2018, we didn't finish till the 21st of December. And some of them are going, yeah, whatever. But actually, that's given me quite a lot of time after Christmas that I'm normally busy getting ready to go to school, when I've actually had a little bit of time when I'm not really sure what to do, really. So I've been doing a bit more thinking than perhaps time would normally allow. We've got a picture here. I don't know if anybody's seen this. No, not seen that one yet? There you go. Anybody seen them yet? Yeah, Easter eggs. Oh, yes. Okay. Anybody bought any Easter eggs yet? I know people's kind of start Christmas shopping in February, so just making sure that nobody's done that. If you give it a couple of weeks, they'll be there. Okay, if you haven't seen them yet, they will be there. Because, of course, the supermarkets have very quickly moved on from Christmas, haven't they? Very quickly. You get to the afternoon of the 24th of December, which is roughly when I finish my shopping, and then... they've already started the sales. By the time you go on Boxing Day, if you've got nothing else better to do, it's gone. It's over and done with. And all of that preparation up to that point, that's it. Gone. And they're really quick to move on. Really, really quick for the last minute items, everything like that. Everything to make Christmas perfect. Okay? That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's all about selling you the idea of making Christmas perfect. Christmas dinner, if you include the cooking time and the clearing up time, it's all for about 3 hours. Okay? And everything's all about that, unless you're in your house. I don't know how long your washing up took. Probably 3 hours just for the washing up, was it? Is it 17 you had? 20? Wow. 20. Right, I won't ask how that went. but very, very quickly, that's what the supermarkets do. And very quickly, the Easter eggs appear. Very quickly, people are back to work. Very quickly, suddenly, things have moved on. And in the same way that when we have here, and when we had the Christmas wrapping, that's kind of all gone and stuff. Do we find ourselves doing that with the Christmas story? Do we find ourselves kind of almost getting to the point where it really hasn't, it's just another Christmas. It's another year where we've celebrated Jesus' birth. We've sung some last nice songs. Or is it something that's actually made you think, something that's going to make a difference? And that's the thing that I've been thinking about what difference is that story going to make for me, because it's clearly more than a story. What's that going to do for me in 2019? And what can I do, and what do I need to do to allow God to make that difference for me? And that's been a real thing for me to think about, and I'm continuing to think about that. When I was about 8 or 9, one of the big family things that we always did, okay, we only did it once a year, was to buy the Radio Times. Anybody remember that? You bought the Radio Times because, guys, we only had 3 channels, okay? And the one thing I always looked at, I'd flick through and find the movie section. Anybody used to do that? Oh, yes. Okay? And you can be guaranteed, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones was always going to be there. Okay? Absolutely. And that's what we used to do. And now you've got like 5,000 billion channels. And you flick the channels and it's all the same stuff. But they've moved on as well. You get to Boxing Day and it's like, there's nothing on the telly anymore. What's going on here? So even the TV has moved on and moving on to different things. So are we like that? Have we found ourselves already? Has Christmas gone? Or is the message of Christmas still in your mind? We've got all sorts of ideas about what we're going to do better. Okay, I'm going to lose some weight. I need to think I'm going to lose some weight. I'm getting too big now, so I need to lose some weight. Okay, that's what I'm aiming to do. Jill will tell you that snacking at midnight and stuff probably won't help that. But hey, we can try. I'm one of those people who goes out and does lots of exercise. Great, no problem. And then I get back and then I put it all back on again. I actually got stopped by the police last night out running. I was a bit worried it was for speeding, but it wasn't for speeding. It wasn't. Well, I didn't single up McDonald this time at him. And he says, "Where's your lights?" "Got any lights on?" "Okay, sorry. On your way." And that was it. So it's the first time ever I've ever been stopped by the police out running. But there you go. So we do all this. We have all our plans. We kind of have a bit of a think about, and we start losing weight. We start doing things like that, and we move on. And in the Christmas story, in the passage we read, it's really easy to see that the wise men did this long journey, delivered their presents, worshipped Jesus, and bunked off again. Because that's the last we hear about them. But that's not what the story is about. It's the fact that they not only did they seek Jesus, not only did they see the star and react and respond to the star, but they did something about it. They went on that journey. They knew who they'd be seeking. They knew what to expect. And if we're not careful, if we see the story as that, if we're not careful, then the next thing we think is next stop Easter. And there's this big kind of section in between. There's like 4 months in between. And so if we're not careful, we go from Christmas straight to Easter, and we kind of do that idea that, yeah, Christmas is over, and off you go. So I guess for me, it's asking myself that question, what has changed? What have I done, or what am I going to do this year to make that response? How am I going to respond to the Christmas story and not see it as something that just happened and then move on? We don't hear anything else about the Magi, nothing at all. We don't know what the impact, if anything, Jesus had on them. But we do know that they travelled. It tells us that they travelled a fair way, however many there were, whether there were 3, 5, 12, whatever. So before looking at Easter, the challenge is to ask yourself what will be different for you this year. Will this January be the same as last January? Will it be the same as the January before that? Or will it be something different? Are you going to go it alone? Are you going to embrace God and God's plans for us? The Magi sought Jesus to worship him. They sought him out with expectation. Have we met Jesus with expectation? Are we expecting different things from Jesus? Or are we going to simply move on towards Easter? And Easter is a fantastically important thing. Of course it is. And we should, it's right and proper that we prepare for that. But not just see it as a jump. To see that there's other things in between. So the challenge for us is to do that. To seek the Christ child and to find God's plan for us. For our lives to be transformed in a way that truly reflects the gift that God has given us. So let's not be too eager to get to Easter. But instead, let's focus on the power and grace that Jesus has given us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of your Son. And we thank you for all the celebrations we've had and the gifts and everything else that's gone with it. But we pray, Father, you'll help us not to be too hasty to let it go, but to continue that message as we move forward. Help us to focus on you and to gaze upon you and to respond and react, Father, rather than just to sit there and just let it happen. Help us to be open to your word. Help us to be open to your ideas and your plans to truly embrace your power and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got a video.